New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. J-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. If you need us, 800-520-1067. Do some news, then a brand new hour of the show will begin. Hey, Daxton, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What's up?
So I am going to my last day of sixth grade today.
Wow. What a feeling.
Right?
Yeah. He's all right. Isn't it crazy?
What can we do for you on your last day of school today, Daxton?
I just wanted to be able to be on the radio. I've always wanted to. Mm-hmm. And today I tried and got picked up.
Yeah. Is that everything you dreamed it would be?
Okay. Vanessa is a young child. Let's not bully the kids. You know Vanessa from your class or no?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get back to the show, but happy last day of school and enjoy your summer.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any song you'd like to hear on K-Rock?
Can I do any more? Yeah, can I do a song request?
Sure.
Can I do Breed by Nirvana?
Here you go, Breed.
Allie, you so pregnant. You so pregnant. Allie, you so pregnant. You so pregnant. Allie, you so pregnant. You so pregnant. Allie, you so pregnant. Pregnant Allie.
All right, there you go. Happy we could get that on for you, Daxton. All right, he's listening to himself.
I don't think anyone knows how to talk on the phone anymore.
No, the young generation. It's a lost art
form. I think this should be a class that is taught in school of how to talk on the phone. When someone talks and then they stop talking, it's your turn.
Well, this kid called in, though. He's excited. Last day of school vibes. Vanessa's yelling
at him. Don't defend him.
Vanessa's calling him gay or something. I don't even know. So
it's a lot to take in.
Let's get into this. Now your news can officially start on K-Rock.
Grab your Adderall. And it's time for ADD News.
From now on, let's block all kid calls for the remainder of the show.
No more children.
No more children on the show today.
There are over 1,000 people gathering in Newport today because of what is being called the swell of the century at the beach.
I heard of it. I have a surfing friend, and he was like, I'm taking the day off.
No questions asked. I am leaving. I'm not working. I'm going to the Wedge.
You think we'll see Jay here today at all? Surfer Jay? He's not going to be here today. No way,
There's no way he's going to be there. So this area is called the Wedge. It's right at the tip of Balboa Peninsula in Newport Beach. It's already known as one of the best breaks in the country, but they are seeing the biggest swells they've had in years there. Some of them are reaching usually 10 to 15, but up to 20 feet high, and people are flocking there, obviously, to catch as much of it as they can, and then other people are just skipping work not to surf, but just to watch other people surf, and when you can see something.
USA. You catch them surfing at Delmar. Inside, outside, USA. Ventura County line. Inside, outside, USA. Santa Cruz and Trans.
So, yeah, it's a good surfing day for sure.
Definitely. We got to get Vanessa down there so that she can serenade them. And then, of course, you have all the news crews that are there interviewing the surfers. And every surfer's interview will sound something like this.
You're soaked. How do you describe the waves today?
It's bombing. The biggest I've seen the Wedge. I got a couple sick ones. Want to get a couple more.
It's the best.
That's every surfer.
Sick.
That's sick. But I also feel like the etiquette of surfers when they are taking turns and when it's crowded, I've never done it, but it gives me so much anxiety to know that they have to like take turns with each other, or there's like certain rules and etiquette about when it's your turn to catch that swell and when it's not your swell.
The worst thing you can do is if you're a newbie out there trying to catch a wave and you don't know the rules, you end up getting in front of someone else who actually, feels
like a Jay who's like a veteran and been doing it forever.
They're more entitled to the wave because, they understand it. There's a whole thing to it. I wouldn't even, it's probably like driving or anything else. You got to figure it out, learn it.
Yeah, just like there's etiquette on a golf course or anywhere,
I wouldn't be good at it. I know that. And sitting around in that wetsuit just waiting. I like the idea of just sitting there in the ocean peeing on yourself. That part seems cool. But all the other stuff, I feel like would take a lot of time to learn.
I feel like once you get out there, you're like, forget it. He'll take it.
I would want to be the guy that was just like I let people in traffic. I would like to be the guy that's like, you can have that one, dude. Just like offering up the waves to people?
I mean, it would have to be right perfect timing for me to just have to stand up and not do any kind of paddling to actually catch the thing, you know?
I did one time, did a surfing lesson, and I remember they wouldn't even let me go in the water. I did the whole thing. I didn't even get wet during this entire lesson. I had to stand.
Surfing lessons are very
humbling. I had to stand embarrassingly, like, off to the, not even on the beach even. It was, like, on grass near the beach. And then I would just pop up and stand, pop up and stand.
And
then
and they're you're dismissed.
And I said, do we go in the water ever? He goes, oh, no, you're not ready for that.
I took one surfing lesson as well, and I did go in the water. But it was like a kiddie pool that happened to have, like, you know, decent waves right by the shore. And a giant Hawaiian guy just took my board and shoved me into the wave. And all I had to do was put my hands out.
Oh, yeah. Just to get a picture.
And then they took a picture. Yeah. And it was like, I surfed, but I didn't have to do anything.
Right.
All right, you gotta love an oops, it was porn moment, especially when it comes to a content that should be distributed as a recreation guide for the summer. This happened in Pomona.
The city of Pomona is apologizing for pornographic images that were found in some recreation guides sent to residents. The guides are supposed to highlight the activities and programs for kids and adults. Officials say inappropriate images appeared in some mailed versions, not the online version. They say the images did not originate from the printing vendor, and they're looking into how they got in. They believe it was the work of a, quote, rogue actor. They'll also work on safeguards to make sure something like this does not happen again.
A rogue actor makes no sense.
I'm sure some of our listeners have gotten these in the mail if they were going out. What were the picture? How, like, graphic were they? Were they the most graphic?
I think it was naked boobies and things like that.
Oh, Vanessa's favorite.
Yeah. I mean, I think that obviously even when the news reports on this, they don't want to share anything specific. Mm. I think it was like, here's the movie Hoppers and also here's some boobies.
Right. Hey, boobies!
Yeah.
Hey, boobies!
That's the postmaster right there.
Yeah, but it was not improved for inclusion in the guide. It is nice, though, that it was sent in the mail and not over the online version,
right,
which is what most people read anyway. All right, 1 in 10 people claim that they have missed a once-in-a-lifetime moment because they were on their phone. And it happens more and more, whether it was a small thing, like, say, the exchanging of rings at a wedding or candles being blown out at a birthday party. Things that aren't that big of a deal if you miss it.
Is that a once-in-a-lifetime moment, watching candles get blown out at a birthday party?
If you are on a cruise or in a whale-watching thing and you miss the one moment that you see a humpback whale, or some people say they've missed even being proposed to. You look over and you're like, oh, crap, this person's on one knee. I was scrolling TikTok. Or even a loved one dying. Their last moments.
Ugh.
And you're in that room and you're like, oh, well, I guess I'll just kind of
Googling
check my Instagram.
And,
oh, damn
will.
It, they're dead.
But, you know, the other thing about that, too, is I think a lot of people, they start to catch a moment and then they realize if I can't document this moment, it's almost like I didn't catch it. So they immediately then go to the phone to try to open camera. And
capture, then you miss it.
And then you end up missing it. And you didn't get it on camera and you kind of missed it in real life. At least if you were able to just be present and watch the thing happen, whatever it is. You kind of can get it. Hopefully, stays in your brain for a little bit.
Yeah, but I think now our memories are shot,
right?
Too,
so you need to be able to scroll
through.
We don't
have to remember our passwords or phone numbers or anything anymore. So even when I have a vacation or an experience, I go, God, this is really cool. I should remember this. Like moments with my kid, and I'm like, that's so cute and funny what he said. I should remember that, and I'm never going to unless I film it.
We actually don't even have to remember our memories anymore because our phone will alert us 5 years ago today. This is your memory.
I'm like, wow,
that is my memory.
What a good life I've had.
I didn't realize that.
When our lives flash before our eyes, it's going to be Siri making it happen.
Right, because we don't remember.
There's nothing to flash for me.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing for the rest of us. We get into a brand new hour of the show right now, K-Rock.